We read in Matthew, the second chapter, verse 12. Well, let's start out with verse 10. Matthew 2:10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother, with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their country another way. Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. Being warned of God that they should not return back where they had been. There was a change that was made, a warning from God. And you know, they didn't, it doesn't say that they knew then where he was telling them to go. It just says, don't go back the way you came. Later on, it says that the angel directed them where to go. But they didn't ask why. They just did as they were told. Warnings. Well, along with those warnings, there's, we've heard many times, should not. Right? Have you ever heard, you ever had your parents tell you, you should not do this, or you should not do that, or maybe it wasn't your parents, it was somebody else. I remember even one time my daughter told me, Dad, you shouldn't be doing that. All right? But their decision was altered for all mankind, even down to us today, because they heeded the warning of God and went as God told them to do. So when I think about the phrase should not, I remember the time back when I was, an early teenager, and I-5 had just opened up between Olympia and South. I don't remember how far south, but I-5 had opened up there. And they talked about soon they were going to be able to drive all the way from the Canadian border to the Mexican border and never hit a stoplight. Never have a stop sign. That was the talk of the town back then where I came from. It was amazing. Well, it wasn't very far from our house where that highway was built. And we lived out in the country near that Great Wolf Lodge just out there south of Olympia. And we decided that we were going to travel to Centralia on that new road. I mean, it was, two lanes, and it was smooth, and it was nice, and we got about a mile when a state patrolman stopped us. And he told us, we should not be on that road. We should not be there. We should go a different direction. So my little brother and I, we got our bicycles. We got off the freeway, and we took the old highway back into town. You know, I didn't blame him now that for what he had done. I mean, he saved our life, possibly. We didn't realize the danger we were in. It was a nice, broad, wide, smooth road. I mean, it was fun riding our bicycles on the best road we'd ever ridden on. But we did just like he said, and we took off on the next road, which was the Hobson Road. Then there was you could get on and off the freeway back then, all these little side roads. We did what he told us to do. And he probably saved our lives, but you know why he was there? Well, my mother was a praying mother. She prayed for her kids every day. And I am sure that as she was praying to God to take care of her boys, that prayer went up to God, and then God sent an angel down to that state patrolman to be right at that place at that time, to get us off the highway and tell us that we should not be there. Matthew 7:13 talks about the Broadway. And I thought about, well, we were on the Broadway, you might say. We just, in our innocence, we thought that we can ride on this lane. There's another lane for the other cars to use. In our innocence, we didn't realize the danger we were in. That could have led to our destruction, our death. But I'm so thankful that God in his mercy saw fit that we were told we should not be there. Now I'm going to be talking about quite a few should nots tonight, but I don't want that to be a negative thing. We should not this because there's something better. There's something safer. There's something wiser. There's something better. Back when I was a kid, I was about the same age as the bicycle incident. My brother was doing some construction on a heavy piece of equipment and doing a lot of welding. And it was summertime and fire hazard, so he told me to watch out for that he doesn't start a fire, you know, to keep my eye out. And when should not watch the arc, should not watch what he's welding. Well, I only did a little. You know, I didn't do very much. I just, I wanted to be a good watchman, and I would watch the arc a little bit and then watch here. And, it didn't hurt. It was no problem. Until later that night when I woke up with my eyes full of sand. And I suffered because I didn't follow through with what he said. I should not watch that arc. That makes sense? It wasn't negative. It wasn't that you won't enjoy watching it. It's for your own safety. Don't watch that. In Exodus 39:22, we read about instructions on how to make a robe. It says the hem, well, let's read that, what it says, so I get it right. 39:22. And he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue. And there was a hole in the midst of the robe, as the hole of a habergeon, with the band wrought about the hole, that it should not rend. Okay, so in this robe, there was a hole cut for your head to go through, and there was, we would call it a hem, right? A hem around there so it would not tear, all right? So take a look at your sleeve tonight. Is there a hem there? It's there so it won't tear, it won't fray or frazzle or whatever those things it does. But it's there for a purpose. So I want you to remember that even though there's a lot of should nots in life, they're for your good. They're for my good too. When I was in the Navy, it was over in Hong Kong and various places over there, and it seemed like all the guys were going over and they were getting tattoos. And I wanted one. I wanted one really bad. I mean, here they made a man out of you, I thought. And it was kind of silly when I think about it. Here's the biggest, toughest guys, and it came back with this little thing on her arm that said mother or something like that, Well, I had a girlfriend then. Her name was Betty, and I wanted to put her name on me. But I'm so thankful my mom prayed every day for me. And I can remember, wait a minute. In Leviticus it says, you should not do any cutting or marking on your body. And it says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I thought, well, if my body is God's, is the temple of the Lord, even though I wasn't saved, I didn't want to mess that up. I didn't want to mess that up, but I can tell you today, I'm so glad I didn't. I don't know how I'd explain to Vernal if I had a big Betty on my arm. So, we need to always think twice before we do something. Always say, Lord, should I or should I not? When we ask God, he'll help us from making ourselves damaged goods, so to speak. My dear old Uncle Harry, he gave me a lot of advice. He tried to sometimes. But one of the things he told me was that when you're using a wrench, you should not put your hand around the wrench when you're pushing on it. Because if that wrench slips, you're going to bust your knuckles. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Al? Well, it took a few busted knuckles before I realized that I should do what he said. I should not wrap my hand around the wrench, but push on it. So if the wrench slips, it doesn't bust up your knuckles. Think about what you're doing. Think about the consequences of what we're doing. Should we do it or should we not do it? Luke 4:42 talks about when Jesus was with group of people, and a lot of people were healed, and good things were happening, and then Jesus was getting ready to leave, and the people told Jesus, they said, you should not leave. They didn't want him to leave. They wanted Jesus to stay with them. Isn't that a good thing? No matter where we are, we can say, I want Jesus to stay with me. And if we're asking Jesus to stay with us, then all those should nots, there won't be a problem. Brother John mentioned Sunday night about Jonah. Obviously, Jonah should not have tried to run from God. It won't work, right? It just won't work. Another should not. Well, it's John 12:46. Whosoever believeth on Jesus should not abide in darkness. We lived out in the country. We weren't very rich, and we didn't have indoor plumbing, and we had an outhouse out behind the shed way out there. And there was one light bulb that hung up in this old shed between here and the outhouse. And I had just got a squirt gun that day, and I was so proud. I was shooting that squirt gun and hitting bugs and things. Well, it was way after dark, and I was headed out there. And there was that light bulb, and I thought, well, that's a good target. So with that, you know what happens when you put cold water on a hot light bulb? Boom. I was out in the dark. It was a long ways from the house. It was cold. It was spooky. I was scared. Not only did I put the light out, that I was going to get in trouble too. But we like light. One of the first things we do in the morning is turn a light on. Is that right? All right. Whosoever believeth on Jesus should not abide in darkness. He's the light of the world. We should not forget his mercies. They're new every morning. There was something else I wasn't going to mention, but I learned at one of my first camp meeting. I learned that you should not testify more than once during camp meeting. I didn't know that. I was excited about being a Christian, and I don't know, I must have testified maybe two or three times or more. And then there was a time when I was so excited that I didn't realize that after the last special, there might be a pause as the preacher gets up and goes to the pulpit. And I jumped up and testified. I realized later that I should not do that. It wasn't any big harm, but it was kind of embarrassing when I think back on that thing. But see, in life, we all have should nots. But don't let it get you down. Let those should nots build you up and say, there's a better way. And in Acts 1:4, that's a good one. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they, what? Should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Should not. Should not leave town until you get this promise from God. Should not leave town till you get that from God. Can we think about that today? We should not get involved. We should not have our minds on something else if there's something we need from God. We should be searching and looking unto God every day. And then in closing, John 3:15-16. Familiar verse. That whosoever believeth on him, what? Let's hear it. What? Should not. Should not perish, but have eternal life. And then 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Not only eternal life, but everlasting life. And that's what the gospel story is all about. Jesus came down here not that we should not do you know, feel bad because there were a lot of should nots, but feel good because there's a better way. And that better way is through Jesus Christ. He came down to this old world as a child, as a baby, born and raised there, and gave his life. Gave his life so those men that hated him and all that could have eternal life. So you and I can have life everlasting. We should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God help us to get that sunk down deep into hearts. When you look at the hem and think, well, okay, the hem. Well, it should not rend because it has a hem there. And all these other things. We get down on I-5. Well, you shouldn't be out there if you're on a bicycle. And all these other things. But just thank God that he's given us a way to make heaven our home. And we pray that everyone is saved tonight, have their sins washed away. And if you're not sanctified, that you'll tarry till you get that. And you'll tarry till you get the baptism. Because God has something better for each one of us tonight. Let's stand and sing number 171.